The amendment passed the state assembly in November on a party-line vote, with only one Republican voting against it. It would allow recall elections only in cases where a state-elected official has committed a crime or violated the code of ethics. The Senate sponsor of the bill, Sheila Harsdorf of River Falls, says without such a restriction, recalls will multiply in the state, and elected officials will be less likely to make difficult policy decisions that could anger the voters.
We're dealing with tough issues at every level of government. There's emotion and there's differences of opinion, which is good. That's a healthy part of the process. But if there's going to be a fear that there's another election every time that there's a disagreement, it does not encourage those tough decisions to be made.
Opponents of the change say the current recall rules come from a long Wisconsin tradition dating back to former Governor Bob La Follette. Democratic Senator Mark Miller says the proposed amendment is part of a larger Republican strategy that includes drawing district lines that ensure a Republican majority.
We have had in Wisconsin a high voter turnout, but I fear that that is going to diminish over time as people feel that their vote means less and less. With the absence of competitive legislative districts, with the influence of big money in our elections, and the sense of frustration that voters feel, we are well served when there is an active and participating citizenry.
Wisconsin is one of 19 states that allow recall elections. Eight of them place restrictions on recalls similar to those being proposed in this constitutional amendment. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.